the Lord's help this morning. Brother, I was telling you a little bit about the way weeks went this week, the way the days went. Scripture came to my mind while we were sitting there talking. And it's right there, pretty close to where we're going to be this morning. In Romans 7, verse 18, he said, "For I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." I've been struggling this week. But the Lord God of heaven knows all about that. And I thank him for his help, his grace in everything that we do and what we go through. Thank him that I can go to him. I can go to my Father. I can cry out, "Abba, Father," and he hears and answers prayers. And I thank him for that this morning. Over in Romans chapter 8, we're going to pick up in verse 12, I believe, this morning. Went through the first couple verses of this chapter. He says over in verse 8, he says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Brother Joel, there's been a lot of times this week I ain't pleased God. I tell you that right now. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be it that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And I thank God that his Spirit's there. I told you this morning, I thank God that it's in him. This thing's in him this morning. If it was in me, brother, I'd be out of the boat. I'd done been sunk. But I thank God it's in him, the whole work complete in him. So if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the body is spirit. But the Spirit is life because of the righteousness. So let the Spirit in him, of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwell in you. And brother, it's him this morning. It's I read that verse and it shows me his power. It shows me his power and that he has control over every bit of it. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He laid down his life. No man took it from him. He laid it down. And he said, "I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it back up." Yeah. The scripture a lot of times accounts that to the Father raised Jesus from the dead. But they're one. They're one. He raised himself from the dead. Yeah. God laid his life down, this flesh, and God rose it back up. And that same Spirit, that same power that raised Christ from the dead is the same Spirit that quickens us. It's the same Spirit that makes us alive in Him. It's the same Spirit that, brother, whenever we're called up, it's going to be the one that takes us. It's Him. It's Him this morning. And it shows His power there in verse 11. He said, "Therefore, brother, and we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh." He said, "Therefore," and that word there means, it really just means because of what I've already said. Right. Because of what was already spoken in these previous verses. He's talked about the Spirit of God here, the Holy Spirit that lives in us. Brother, we're debtors this morning, not to the flesh, but to God, because He put His Holy Spirit in us, because He gave us His presence. Amen. Because He made us alive in Him this morning, Brother Todd. I owe Him everything. I owe Him everything. I deserve nothing, brother. Deserve nothing. I'm reminded of that so much this morning. As I battle my flesh, battle my mind, battle my thoughts. I'm reminded that I'm nothing. I'm nothing this morning. I deserve hell. That's what I deserve. But the good God of heaven did everything for me. Brother Keith, he didn't just do a little bit of it and said, "Well, here you go, here's a good start." you go on and do the rest. Now, he did it all. He did every bit of it. And then he completed it all. And so I don't have to do anything. Trust in him this morning. It's all I can do. If I'm trusting in myself this morning, I'm doomed. I'm damned. But in him, thank God. The spirit that he put in us makes us alive to him. That's why we're a debtor to him, brother. We got life this morning because of him. I look around this morning at all the blessings of God that he's given me, and it's all because of him. It's all because of Christ this morning. There ain't nothing that I deserve, Brother Keith. Not a thing. Drove up in a pretty nice truck this morning. Thank God for it. It's all Christ. Every bit of it. I got a roof over my head, shoes on my feet. It's all Christ this morning. Every bit of it. Thank God for that. The devil never did any of that for me. Not a one time. This world never did any of that for me. He says here this morning, we are debtors, not to the flesh. What has this flesh ever done for you, Brother Joel? Not a thing. Brought me misery. Brought me misery, brought me low. Give me a battle that I have to fight. Before Christ, it got me in trouble a lot. It still gets me in trouble from time to time. In myself. In that flesh. I'm not a debtor to it anymore. I don't have to live after the flesh. Thank the Lord. I live to Christ. I live unto him this morning. He said, therefore, brethren, because of the Spirit, because of the change that he's worked in us, because of the life that he's given us, because of his abiding presence, because of all the things that he's talked about beforehand, he said, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Brother, if you think this morning your flesh is why you owed a debt, your sin-filled flesh, your lustful desires, the sin that you committed in the flesh is why you had a debt you couldn't pay. That's why Christ had to go to Calvary. Thank God he did every bit of that for us. He said, for if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. That's pretty certain right there. Shall. It's a pretty certain word. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. Brethren, this morning, if that's the way we live, if that's our manner of walk, day in, day out, there's something wrong. I'm reminded a lot of time of this scripture. I learned it as a child. It's a real good scripture for a child to learn. But over in Galatians 6, he said, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall love the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall love the Spirit reap life everlasting. Brethren, this morning, what we reap to, what we sow to, is what we will reap. If I live my life each and every day to this flesh, if that's what I do each and every day, then, brother, that's what I'm living in. I thank God I've been born again. And that he changes a man. But if you live into the flesh each and every day, there's a problem. he says here, if that's your manner of living, ye shall die. But I'm reminded that I was born once into this world, a fleshly birth. And in the flesh, as soon as I was born, I started dying. In the flesh. I was just a babe. I grew up. God's blessed me with 43 years. One of these days, I will die in this flesh if the Lord don't come back. That ain't the death he's talking about here. It says, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Brethren, if you can live this morning without conviction of sin, if you can live this morning without the Holy Ghost of heaven ever dealing with your heart, then ye shall die. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, verse 8, he said, but if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye're bastards and not sons. Brethren, this morning we're to live to Christ, alive unto him. Bible says over in Romans 6, he said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If all I ever do is wake up in the morning and sin and do what this flesh wants to do, brother, you will get what you deserve. You will die. A sinner in this flesh is dead to God. Dead to God. I ain't got no life in him. And apart from the grace of God, apart from the mercy of God, he'll die eternally one day. The Bible says Jesus Christ didn't come to condemn the world, but the world was condemned already because they didn't believe in him. He said, but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. If ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Brother Keith, he didn't say that if you mortify the body, the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Why did he not say that? Because we can't do it. Brother Joel, there's not a one time that my flesh wants to put my flesh off. There's not a one time that my flesh wants to cut away at my flesh. It likes my flesh. Brother Aaron, my flesh likes me. And it takes the Spirit there to do that work. He said, but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. That's not a fleshly work that we can do. That's not something that man is going to do. Brother Joel, this morning, when the God of heaven saved me, he regenerated me, put new life in me, changed me inside and out. In Christ, that work of sanctification was done. Yes, sir. When the God the Father sees me, he sees me as perfect, as Christ. Yes, sir. Because I'm in Christ. That work's done in him. Brother Keith, in time, in me, he's still working on me. He's still whittling away this flesh. He's still making me more and more like Christ. He predestinated me to be conformed to the image of Christ. I'm not that way this morning. You can look at me this morning. You come to my house this morning. I promise you, did not act like Christ this morning. I was in the flesh. But God works on us. And He takes those things away. Thank God for that. And brother, I thought this thing would get easier as we went along. I really did. Yeah. I surely thought, well, all of the things that's wrong with me, when he starts getting some of these things off, then it's just going to get easier. But the further down the road I get, the more I see the stuff that's wrong with me.
Yeah.
The more there is to take off. I'm reminded, we went somewhere over the last week. I can't remember where it was at. And the kids seen something about gem mining. And it was reminding me of that, you know, how you take if you see a gem, a precious stone in nature, most of the time they're in a rock. You have to chip away at it. And then a jeweler would have to polish that thing up. Brother, the further I go, you'd think I'd be shining a little bit and feel more like a lump of coal. But, brother, that's something that this flesh will not do. It won't do it. It takes the God of heaven to do it for you. He said, but if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify, that's a cutting, a massacring. That's what that mortify means, the deeds of the body. You can get rid of those things. You should live. Brother, that's something that the flesh will not do. It can't do. That's evidence in your life and my life this morning that you've been born again. That's not a work of the flesh. That's a work that God does in you. Well, the God of heaven has to make us alive. The God of heaven has to do that work in us. The God of heaven has to take and cut and mortify those things of the deeds of the body. Are we to help with that? The Bible says we're to put on the whole armor of God. If I don't, I'm going to fail today. If I don't put on the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to fail today. Is there a responsibility of man? Sure there is. Sure there is. But the end result is Christ. But the end result is Him doing it. God will use a willing vessel, whether it be in service or in sanctification. He'll get you there eventually, brother. But it's a whole lot more pleasant whenever you're working with Him. I find that myself. And he says over here, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He said, but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led. That word led there means to lead, to accompany, to guide. Brother Joel, I looked up a definition. It literally means to take hold of your hand and to walk you to a destination.
Right.
That's what it really means. Like a child. That's exactly right. I thought of many a time about Him leading me and me walking with Him. Me walking behind Him. Me following Him. And that's right, and I believe we ought to follow Christ. We ought to follow our pastor as he follows Christ. But brother, this morning, it's more than that. He's got me by the hand. And He's taken me to where I'm going to end up. brother, if you look at it that way this morning, you'll see that it's not of us. I don't even have, Brother Keith, I don't even have the ability to follow him in my flesh. He has to take me by the hand and take me there. I see myself more and more just how bad I am. And brother, I can't do it this morning. And if you'll be honest this morning, you can't either. The God of heaven will have to take you by the hand and lead you to where you're going. There's no way you can get there. How am I supposed to lead someone to Christ this morning? I don't know where he's at. I can feel his presence in me, but I can't get him there. He has to just about drag me sometimes to get me where I'm at. How am I going to lead somebody else? But I thank God for that leading power. Brother Keith, this morning, that's a great joy to my heart that even sometimes I get places where I know I'm supposed to be. And even if I didn't get there the way I probably should have got there, he's still the one that led me there. It's the Spirit of God that leads you and guides you this morning. The Spirit of God, I thank God for that. He was the one that led you to Christ. How are you going to find God? Sinner ain't looking for God until God's looking for him. You know what I mean there. God ain't looking for nobody. He knows exactly where we're at. But until he starts drawing, you ain't going to start looking. Until he starts calling, you ain't going to start walking towards him. You're blinded, can't see. Brother Joel, if we was to turn all the lights out and it was dark in here this morning, probably wouldn't work because there's too much daylight out there, but if it was dark and we turned all the lights out and you was to call out, then I'd know where you was at and I could come to you. I couldn't see you, but I could come to you. And that's what the Holy Ghost has to do in our lives. He's got to call out to you. He's got to call you. And that's a personal call. Thank God for that. Thank God this morning he calls you. He makes you aware that it's you. When God was working on your heart, you knew it was you. You didn't know what was in everybody else's heart. God might have been working with everybody else that day. But you knew he was working on you. You knew he was calling Keith Redman. I knew he was calling Robert Parker that morning. The God of heaven called me. I thank God that the Spirit leads you. He led me. He led me to a place of prayer down here. Brother, I sit in this place for a long time, listening to preaching, hearing it, gladly for the most part. But it took God to lead me to the cross. It took God, the Holy Spirit of God, to lead me. And that's what he does with every child of God. Once you've been born again, he leads and guides us. Brother, I thought this morning, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I wouldn't be here this morning. I wouldn't. And you wouldn't either. In your flesh, there's sometimes you'd just be somewhere else. But the Holy Ghost of heaven leads me to the house of God. He leads me to want a fellowship with you. He leads me to want to pray. There's times I don't want to pick up my Bible. But the Holy Ghost will lead me that way. He'll bring a scripture to my mind. And I'll go looking it up and try to dig into it deeper. And want to learn something. Want to get something from him. And he'll call you. Just like he did in the beginning, he calls you again. He calls me to prayer. Thank God for it. there's times that I've got my timing wrong. Heather's the planner in the family. She's got everything planned down to a second. I just don't roll that way most of the time. That's not me. But brother, there's times I think, hey, this I need to pray. Sometimes God don't want you to pray right then. Not that He wouldn't ever hear and answer your prayer. Brother, there's sometimes the Holy God of heaven calls me to pray. And that's whenever it's really good, and that's whenever I can fellowship with Him and get in there with Him, is when He's calling. That's the lead of the Spirit, brethren, this morning. Do you ever feel Him leading you? Well, there's a lot of things that you can do in this flesh. There's a lot of things you can do in this flesh and look right and act right. Brother, when you lay your head down at night and it's empty and there ain't no peace, I can tell you what, I can tell you whenever I've had a bad day, whenever everything looks like everything's going wrong, and I can lay down and pillow my head at night, I don't have to go back to the day God saved me. I can remember God leading me through the day. God calling to me, wanting a fellowship with me. You got that this morning. You need help. You need the God of heaven to lead you, to call you. I don't know why God's telling me to do that. But He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are. If you're led by the Holy Ghost this morning, if God led you to do something today, if God led you to do something yesterday, last week, if God led you to do something, Brother Keith, be assured, you're one of His. He don't lead sinners out in the world. He don't lead those other ones. He leads His own. He leads His own sheep. He leads His own sheep. That's exactly right. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me, and they follow me. Brother, this morning, that's a great assurance to my heart. And it should be to yours this morning. To feel the lead of the Holy Ghost. I love feeling His presence. I love it. I love being able to rejoice. I love being able to praise God. But I don't always feel that way. Brother, there's still always a voice. Still always a voice. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes I ain't near as close as I ought to be. Sometimes, brother, I mean, it's not an audible voice, but sometimes it's just as clear as me talking to you. Sometimes it feels like a whisper. But there's a voice. And the Holy God of heaven leads and guides His own. He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are. Are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. It said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But ye have received the spirit of adoption. He said, you didn't receive that spirit of a bondage. Brother Keith, that bondage that you used to live under, being a slave to sin. That's what the word bondage means. You're a servant, a slave. He said, you didn't get that from God. I want to say this morning, there's not... I'm not saying as a child of God, you won't ever fear. there's things that come up. I mean, there's life happens. But brother, there's peace in Christ. Amidst the turmoil, there's peace in Christ. That fear is not of Him. I can promise you that. He might allow it for a time, but that's not of Christ. He's the opposite of that. He brings peace and joy. He brings peace and joy this morning. He said, but ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. Brother Keith, I was intrigued by that when I was reading that this last week. Jesus said over to Nicodemus in John 3, He said, you must be born again. You must be born again. What was He telling Nicodemus? He said, your national birth, your fleshly birth in this world ain't going to get you to heaven. That's what He was telling him. You being a Jew ain't going to do it. You got to be born from above. The God of heaven has to give you life. Has to make you alive to Him. And brother, it's right this morning to say that we've got a new birth. That's right to say. God does that. I was looking through this spirit of adoption this week, and the new birth is a... Don't fall out with me here. The new birth is a work of God that He works in you. It's a grace of God that He works in you. Adoption ain't got nothing to do with you. That was His choice long before we was ever born into this world. We was adopted in Him. I didn't get to choose none of my children. Didn't get to. God of heaven blessed me with 4 children. I didn't choose not a one of them. I thank God for every one of them. I didn't get to choose how they was going to look. Didn't get to choose if they was male or female. Didn't get to choose none of that. Didn't know anything about them. God of heaven blessed me with them. God of heaven chose. Thank God for it this morning. Adoption, you choose. He knew exactly what He was getting, brother. Brother Danny, this morning, he knew exactly what he was getting when he got you. And in spite of that, now I'm talking to myself, brother, in spite of that, He chose us anyway. Call it election. Call it God choosing, adoption, whatever you want to call it. It's an act of God. He does that. That is a grace of God that He does apart from you. That's nothing. That work didn't do anything. That didn't change anything in you. But because of that, He saved you one day. He said, ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Brother Keith, this morning I can go to my Father. Got access. I, as a Gentile, wasn't in the fold, wasn't in the promise, had no access to God, not a bit. Wasn't a Jew, wasn't an Israelite. No chance, no hope, apart from God. Brother, I've been grafted in. Thank God for that this morning. Thank God for that this morning. I can cry out to my Father. And brother, as being a son this morning, I've got every access to the Father. Got every access to the Father. Just as my children that was born naturally into my family's got access to me, I've got access to the Father this morning. And you got access to the Father this morning. You got a need, brother, this morning? He can help you. He wants to help you. You want to help your children? Bible says you know how to give good gifts to your earthly children. Your heavenly Father knows how to give those things that you need. And brother, this morning, whatever it is that you need this morning, He's got it. He's got it. All you got to do is cry out to Him. All you got to do is ask. But brother, not only does you have access to the... Bro, you think about that. I ain't got a lot in this world. Thank God for everything the Lord's blessed me with, but my children have access to every bit of it. But we got a Heavenly Father. And brother, this morning, He's got it all. Whatever you need this morning, He has it. Not only they got access to it now, if I die, they're going to have access to all the inheritance that I got. Todd, this morning I'm richly blessed. Richly blessed by God this morning. And you are too. You are too. Thank God for it this morning. I think a lot of times I don't really take access to everything that God gives me. I really don't. I don't think any of us do, to be honest with you. I think every once in a while we realize, hey, you know what? There's more out there that God will do. And we just get a little, brother, we've talked about this before. There's more to this thing. And we'll get a little nugget here and there, but brother, there's a whole lot more to it, I believe. There's a whole lot more to it. We got access to everything that God has. Everything. Everything this morning. I don't know why I said so strong on my mind right now, but we have access to everything that God has this morning. Why? Because He chose you. Called you. The Spirit of God led you. And He saved you by the good grace of God. And you're a child of the King this morning. You are a child of the King this morning and have access to everything that He has. He said, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Thank God this morning. For His goodness and grace. I wouldn't have chose me. I wouldn't have chose me. You wouldn't either, if you knew me. But thank God the God of heaven did. In Galatians 4, He said, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. The only way we could get it, brother. I had no access, and you didn't either. But God took on this flesh, put Himself in submission to the Father to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because your sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Because you're a son, He sent the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. He sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out of thought, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Brother, we got access. We got so much access this morning. And we don't use it. Got so much access this morning. I don't know why we limit ourselves so much. I really don't. I'm speaking to myself this morning. I don't know how you live your life. I really don't. Brother, I say we're pretty common. We all in the same boat. Brother, this morning I want to encourage you. You got access to God this morning. He's your Father. Think about that for a second. God of heaven, the one that made heaven and earth. Brother, I love going to the mountains, looking at the beauty God created. Go to the beach, see the beauty that God created. The one that made all that, the one that flung the stars into the sky, the one that made the sun, the moon, everything that revolves around Him, gives glory to Him. That's the same one. The same one that has you in the palm of His hand. You are secure in Him this morning, completely saved, have access to the God of heaven. Thank God for it this morning. God bless you with something.